Summertime in the New York area heralds many opportunities to enjoy outdoor theater, music, and dance. New Yorkers flock to these lush open-air venues for the chance to soak up some culture and a bit of fresh air. 80 kilometers north of New York City, high above the banks of the Hudson River, sits Bosco Bell, a stately 1800s mansion.
What are those over there?
You're supposed to do it for 30 seconds. What are you supposed to do?
30 seconds?
It is late afternoon, and people toting baskets of food and drink spread out blankets along the sweeping green lawn. The stretch of land overlooks where the Hudson River cuts through the Appalachian mountain range. These picnickers have arrived first to take in the beautiful grounds of the restored estate, and then to see a twilight production of William Shakespeare's romantic comedy, All's Well That Ends Well.
Gentlemen, heaven hath through me restored the king to health.
We understand it and thank heaven for you.
And very wealthiest, but I protest, I simply am amazed. Oh, please, that your majesty, I have done already.
Make choice and see. Who shuns thy love, shuns all his love in me.
Now, Diane, from thy altar do I fly, and to imperial love, that God most high be my prize.
For the past 17 summers, the grounds of Bosco Bell have served as home and backdrop for the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. Veteran actor Stephen Paul Johnson, who has played roles from Shylock in The Merchant of Venice to Mark Antony in Julius Caesar, says the White Tent Theater is a perfect fit for Shakespeare's plays.
The idea of a festival like this is to reconnect with Shakespeare the way it was originally done, in the open air. And it's pared down to the essentials, as the mission statement says, the actors, the text, and the audience.
After the sun begins to set, picnickers pack up their baskets and head inside the huge tent where the performance takes place. They sit in a wide semicircle of seats that borders the grass stage floor. Katie Hartke is a newcomer to the acting troupe of the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. She says she has already gained a healthy respect for nature's dominance over theater.
About a week ago, Saturday night, there was this horrific rainstorm, and it was just pelleting down on the tent. And it was so loud and intense that, you know, people were just shouting just to get their lines out and heard.
Despite the tempestuous forces of nature, Shakespeare and outdoor theater seem to work well together. Ms. Hartke says that, like nature, Shakespeare endures.
There's something about his writing that's so timeless, and the subjects that he writes about, we can understand in a contemporary setting. You know, people just feel the same thing throughout the centuries, and just love and death and loss and friendship and loyalty. Those ideas are just so timeless.
In fact, says festival founder and artistic director Terry O'Brien, many of Shakespeare's plays deal with the balance of nature against the intellect, and that is why a natural setting is so important in today's theatrical experience.
The actors in our theater perform on the ground. It's the same ground that the people who are sitting in the front row put their feet on, and the same ground that everyone walks across when they go in and out of the house. And that ground extends out beyond the theater space has a view of this huge lawn, of some trees, and then of the mountains on the other side of the Hudson River. And so I think there's... when people come and spend an evening, have a nice meal with friends in a place in which they're in the open air and they're looking out over the water and just sort of relaxing and having a good time, when they then come into the theater, they're very, available is the word. They're very accessible. They are ready to experience anything, and they have very few defenses.
The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival performs at Bosco Bell every year during the warm summer months of June, July, and August, and attracts about 25,000 people who travel north from New York City to enjoy Shakespeare under the star. This is Leah Krakanowski for VOA News in New York.